From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Close to 5 billion irreplaceable rare books, photographs, and paintings are entrusted to our nation's museums, libraries, and other institutions. According to a new study, many of these institutions are ill-equipped to take care of them. Harriet Baskis has details.
Seattle's Burke Museum of Natural History and Culture is Washington State's oldest museum. There are more than 1 million items in the archaeology department alone. Curator Peter Lape is proud to say most of them are stored according to modern-day museum practices.
This is our dirty laundry. Probably less than 5% of our collections are still stored in this kind of what we would think of as embarrassingly bad storage conditions.
Lake pulls out a shelf strewn with bits and pieces of Native American basketry and netting, objects excavated in a cave along the Columbia River in the 1950s. They're stored in a shallow yellow cardboard box, the kind that once held photographic paper.
They were so cheap, they were recycling boxes. They couldn't even go buy a new box. Some of these boxes are actually contaminated with chemicals from the photographic paper.
Other objects on this shelf are stored in glass jars that once held pickles, ranch dressing, and Skippy peanut butter. Over the years, the Burke Museum has successfully raised money to correct most of these problems. Other museums, however, even some major institutions, haven't been able to do that, according to the survey conducted by Heritage Preservation, a Washington-based conservation advocacy group and funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Heritage Preservation sent out 14,000 surveys to encourage honesty, confidentiality, and, if requested, anonymity was guaranteed. 3,300 surveys were returned. From those, Heritage Preservation projected a national picture that the project's director, Kristen Overbeck-Lays, calls alarming. For example, she says, many institutions simply don't have enough storage space, so irreplaceable objects have been damaged simply because they're jammed together.
To know that it's actively harming collections was an area for concern. Over 60% had some damage to collections because of poor storage.
This survey also determined that more than half the collections in this country have seen items damaged due to environmental hazards such as excessive moisture, fluctuating temperatures, and too much light. These are touchy issues for many institutions. On top of the 3,300 survey respondents, more than 500 institutions returned the surveys but did not allow their names to be listed in the report's appendix. But others are hoping exposure will help them attract potential donors. In fact, the survey determined that 77% of the nation's collecting institutions do not specifically budget funds for preservation. But survey director Kristen Overbeck-Lays says conservation should be part of the daily routine.
Some of these are not glamorous activities, but they are basic and fundamental, like brushing your teeth, like flossing. When those activities take place, collections last longer.
The healthcare image rings true for the staff at MOHI, the Museum of History and Industry in Seattle, one of the museums that completed the survey. Felix Bunnell is MOHI's deputy director.
I think our curatorial staff look at themselves as dentists in a way, performing this kind of historical hygiene, filling cavities or doing bridge work or that sort of thing.
But that sort of care has a high cost. Seattle's Burke Museum, for example, recently spent $40,000 on conservation for an Egyptian mummy and its coffin. And MOHI's Felix Bunnell points out that it's always easier to raise funds for blockbuster traveling shows than for less sexy conservation projects.
You know, those shows are here for 2 or 3 months at a time. Every day the museum's open, every day we're not open, our collection is here. 100,000 three-dimensional objects, more than 2 million photographs, and they need constant care and feeding. I mean, they need the heat and the light and the humidity control, and they need storage space. So no, it's not the easiest thing to raise money for, but it's a great thing to be able to explain to someone that when an artifact comes into our collection, we're going to take care of it forever.
Forever is a long time, and the survey by Heritage Preservation found that 80% of the country's collecting institutions do not have a plan to deal with an emergency like a fire or a flood. The advocacy group has put more than 800 million historical objects, natural science specimens, photographs, and other artifacts on the injured list and scheduled a complete checkup for 4 years from now. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.